Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we have seen over the last week or so how hard it can be to dress in the heat. So how do we pack to go abroad when some of the places that we're visiting are going to be even hotter than we had it here over the last couple of days? Well, Aoife Dunigan is with us from The Style Bob. Hello.
Good morning, Claire.
With all of the tips and tricks. God, we had it. We experienced it ourselves last week, didn't we?
We did. It was very hard to look fashionable and chic last week without looking like a sauna at 9 a.m. So look, the temperatures don't look to be settling kind of anytime soon. And I think when we're going away on a holiday, OK, the bit we like them the least, I suppose, is the packing bit. But it's a little bit extra complicated now because we are going into, I mean, some temperatures in Spain this week will be in the late 30s. But Claire, when we go away, we want to wear our fun stuff. We want to wear the glamour. It's the only time we might get a chance to wear these pieces. But also, you have the extra consideration of we all react differently in the heat. So the swelling, the fluid retention, you know, some skin is exceptionally sensitive to heat. So there's quite a lot to consider this time. Yeah. It's not 25 degrees anymore.
The comedian Emma Doran has a lovely clip on Instagram where she's saying, can we have the pictures of the people who just wear the same pair of shorts? Can we see those people? Because you do see on Instagram at the moment now, all of these people on their holidays looking fabulous with all of the accessories and the different outfits. That's nearly impossible to do, isn't it?
I think they're taking that picture at 7 a.m. in the morning. And then I'd love to see the picture about 9:30. Do you know what? It is possible. I mean, the most important thing, first of all, is that air is luxury on holidays, right? So we can't be wearing clothes that are very, very tight. I learned the hard way a few years ago in the south of France, going to a lunch wearing a lovely fitted jersey dress. And I looked out, Claire, at all these gorgeous French women wafting around in caftans. And I thought, they look so elegant. I look like a hot mess. So I think when we think of caftans and big airy clothes, we think of it as being frumpy. And it's not frumpy because there's lots of ways to make a caftan look beautiful. I mean, jewellery, sunglasses, you know, fabulous sandals, which we want to talk about later. Lipstick, there's so many ways. And one thing I'm loving right now, I don't know if you have a pair, are balloon trousers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're great for all sorts of temperatures.
They are fantastic. I have three pairs. Never thought I'd have three pairs of balloon trousers. You can wear them day and night. You do a lovely fitted top at the bottom or something, you know, aerate it. And it just feels so nice. Comes in lots of different colours. So I think the biggest thing is make sure you've got air going through the skin. And also think of the type of holiday that you're doing. If you're in a museum walking around a city, I'm sorry, we probably actually won't go outside the door if that's your kind of holiday. But it's very different. It's more challenging in a city break right now than it is if you're sitting there reading a book all day under a sun.
So what you're saying to me is we need volume. So nothing really too fitted or fussy.
Nothing. Absolutely not. Let the air go through the body. But think of all, I mean, just think, Claire, you can be sitting there in something very wafty, but have fabulous lipstick on, a great pair of shades. That's the one thing about holidays. Now, I'm a bit of a shade, have a glass
you have a collection.
Obsession. I have a collection. We won't go there. But you can sit there in a big hat. Hat is so important, right? SPF, and I know you've spoke about it a lot on the show, but SPF first and an SPF then with a tinted moisturiser is really important. And you can just look really easy and elegant and have fun, but footwear, Claire. Footwear is really important. So don't be putting Crocs with your caftan, okay?
She's saying this to somebody. We went Croc shopping for the entire family yesterday.
Even you?
Holidays. No, I didn't. I didn't go there yet, but I was sort of looking on enviously because they are, I mean, they're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
But we're not allowed to wear them. In this conversation, we're not allowed to wear them.
Maybe when someone's not looking. I mean, Crocs are great, but I think you need to have a very comfortable sandal. The toes need to be out. Go get the pedicure or whatever you have to do to get the toes out. I'm actually loving a sandal at the moment called Archie's. They give great support. They're kind of physiotherapy backed. I bought a pair a couple of weeks ago, come in the most beautiful colours, and that your feet don't seem to sweat in them as much. But you have to leave the heels at home.
Yeah, well, you need something you can walk around in. I mean, you know, ideally you'd probably be in a pair of runners, but you can't because of the heat. So you need something that you're going to be able to trek around in for the day and still be cool enough.
Runners actually don't work in the heat. And I found this last year, I was in London, and I actually ended up buying a pair of leather sandals because it's too hot. Another consideration, Claire, is your bag. You want to bring your massive big bag to carry your water and all those things, but actually it can be too heavy. So I always say to people, bring a nice light raffia bag, not a leather bag, or maybe a crossbody. But you just cannot have anything pulling at the body in any way.
Okay, so we have our sort of linen dress, maybe balloon trousers, something light and airy. You say as well a cord or a matching set works well. Why?
Well, a cord, first of all, you can wear, you know, you mix and match, right? So you could have a lovely shorts on top or trousers on top or skirt, whatever it is, and you can change it out. And I tend to find that cords, again, tend to be really loose. So it's a great way of maximising the wardrobe. And we'll be having this conversation next year, Claire, when they're bringing the 7kg, because then we will be wearing the same thing throughout the day, all day. So a cord is lovely. And the thing is that what's lovely about all these things at the moment is that you can get them in the shops. Right. There's lots of cords around the place, and also leave the denim at home. But you can also do at night time if you do want to do a little bit more fitted clothing. I love something like a cut on the bias dress, you know, that's not tight the whole way down, just kind of kicks out at the bottom. You know, I love a cotton jersey as well for night time. So you can, if you want, you can, if, you know, if you have fabrics at home that are synthetic, it's a little bit better at night, but do bring a wrap because all of these restaurants have aircon and you can actually be really cold, mm-hmm. especially if you've ever been to Vegas or somewhere like that and you go into a shopping centre, you know, it's minus 10 and you need to have all the layers with you.
One listener lives in Madrid. I've 3 t-shirts and 3 pairs of shorts in rotation. Nobody cares what you're wearing. Everybody is agitated and just too warm. There's that too. And you can do that if you want. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to go away and people, you know, see their holiday as a real event and you want to look stylish and a bit different.
It is. And I mean, I can understand what that lady is doing because I might be, next week, if I was in the same situation, I might say, let all style go out the window. But I do think, you know, bring lots of colour. This is your only time. I know we're having lovely weather in Ireland this week, but next week could be a very different story. So we do want to use our holidays to wear the crazy banana shirts, to wear the mad neon pink dresses. And I always say to somebody, it's amazing. Like I said, a big hat, pair of sunglasses, even your shorts and t-shirt and a bright red lip. And you look very
chic. So you're sort of cheating the style a little bit there, where you're going with simple clothing, but you're making it look good.
And the accessories do all the heavy lifting. You know, I said to one client, just if you want to look like Rocky Balboa and bring all the gold with you, layer it all on, because you can just sit there and look ab fab. And just, you know, like I said, you want to enjoy your holiday. But just, you know, keep cool, obviously drink lots of water, and SPF throughout the day, spray is really important.
Have you mastered the art of packing?
Of course I have,
Claire. Have you? Because, you know, the 10K bag, it's not a lot. And as you say, we are going down to 7K. Can you do it, though, and be happy on holidays and think, I don't look awful, I'm happy with what I brought with me?
Well, I had to do it last year, 1 week in Portugal. And what I did was only 2 pairs of shoes. That's really hard, right? So it is your kind of flip-flops during the day and a nice flat sandal. And then I just had I went block colour the whole way, and just my box of accessories were probably heavier than my clothes. You don't wear the clothes, Claire, you know that. And even the stuff I did bring in my 10kg, I didn't wear at all. Plus, leave a little bit of room for shopping.
Yeah.
You know, there's always great stuff abroad in the markets.
I'd say I'm not alone. I find it really hard to pack for holidays. And, you know, I get there and I open the suitcase and I think, what was I thinking with this mad stuff?
But do you plan beforehand what you're doing?
Well, I try to, but it doesn't always work out, you know. It doesn't always work out. I think things will work together, or I think they'll work in heat and they don't. But anyway, it's a work in progress.
Yeah. But one colour is a brilliant way. Like, I do that for city breaks as well. One colour dresses and just lots of fun accessories. you know, earrings, everything. I would bring about maybe 5 shades of red lipstick. That doesn't take up too much space.
Does not. Aoife, thank you so much. Aoife Dunigan, the Style Bob, there with all of the tips that we need for our holiday packing. Maybe we'll get it right some year. As I say, we are a work in progress.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.